was darkest and I was farthest, a stranger to your heart. Your voice was calling me on a journey to break my walls apart. There I would find your kindness. I thought I should find judgment, as if in just one moment, oh, you opened my eyes. Oh, my praise can never be enough to give you thanks for all you. The King of love. What a wonder, as I surrender, my heaviness was gone. There in the rubble lay all my troubles. Oh, that was left was love, and there I would find your kindness, where I thought I should find judgment, as if in just one moment, you opened my eyes. The King of love, oh my praise can never be enough to give you thanks for all you've done. Forever I will lift you up, oh Jesus Christ, the King.
Derek, it's good to see you, man. Thanks for coming by.
Yeah, for sure.
And thanks for bringing the whole crew. This is unusual. We don't get a chance to have everyone together in the same space.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Well, man, I love this song. And I love to hear you talk about it. It's called King of Love. And I guess this song's been around for a little bit because I think I heard maybe, I can't even think how far back it's been, maybe 6 months ago or maybe even a little bit further than that. And I heard a live version. I was like, oh man, like what an amazing song. But I'd love to hear you talk about just some of the thoughts behind it. And I love there's probably not a better phrase, I think, to describe who Jesus is to us, I mean, than King of Love. It's just an amazing description.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you wrote about it. But talk about the song.
Yeah, thanks. No, it's become one of my favorite songs. And it was one of those where it actually started out. The verses were living in another song, and I showed it to some writers I was working with. And I was like, I'm pretty stoked about this chorus. And I showed them the song. They're like, we don't like the chorus, but those verses really stand out. But the cool thing about this song for me is it really is my story. It's my walk with the Lord. I actually have lived out that experience of just being so far from God. Feeling like, you know, not growing up even in the church, and feeling like, you know, coming to Jesus would look like encountering judgment and you know, being turned away, and really my walk with the Lord. And we wrote about it in the verse. It's, there I would find your kindness where I thought I should find judgment. That was my experience. And stepping into the church, I encountered the exact opposite. I found the love and the acceptance of Christ. So these verses are super personal. It's probably why I was a little reluctant to bring it to the group, actually. I was like, let's write the other chorus. I don't want to write the verse part. But I think the cool thing about even getting a chance to lead this in church is how many people just relate to that. And whether you grew up in church or not, I think we all have that moment where we encounter God's love. We realize how fully he loves us and how much he accepts us, and we kind of quit trying to earn it. And it's that humbling experience. So, and then I love in the chorus, I think we captured this idea of, you know, it says, all my praise can never be enough. And for me, it felt like, I think that's tapping in at some level to what worship is. And when we talk about worshiping Jesus for eternity, it's like, well, how would we do that? Why would we do that? And I think part of it is that idea that I could sing a million songs and I'm still not going to fully express my gratitude, my thankfulness, to pay back to Jesus all that he's done for me. And so I just love that place of humility. I love that we can sing that in worship. And it does feel like that's why we'll be worshiping for eternity. It's never going to end. We will always consistently be pouring out worship to the Lord.
So. Yeah. And man, when it gets to that bridge, I mean, the bridge is, to me, it's the exhortation of the song. You know, it's like you're shouting this over the top, and everyone is there singing that together. But talk about that bridge a little bit. It's so powerful.
Yeah, you had mentioned actually hearing, I think you heard an early version of the song before we had this bridge. And so the song was kind of unfinished. And I sat down one day just trying to figure out what we want to declare. Like, what's this song leading to? And so it is all these moments. Let every heart, let all the earth come and declare. Let's come praise. Like, the curse of sin's broken. The sun reigns. I mean, it's these huge ideas, but it just feels like what is that idea of the King of Love? Like, Jesus in that highest place. And so this bridge has this incredible lift. And every time I sing it out, I feel like even my own faith begins to grow as we sing it out, that, wow, this is who Jesus is. He really does destroy the curse of sin, and we get to live in freedom because of that. So,
And it's amazing too. I think on all the songs that I've heard, I guess the music I've heard so far is still rough mixes, but some real magic and just was captured in the room with all of these songs. I mean, there was such, like, it just, you can hear the congregation singing along. You hear people excited and like yelling out, and like, man, something really special really happened in this recording. I'm just excited for people to be able to experience that and hear that. Well, man, walk us through what you're playing. You're not capoed at all. This is a rarity.
This
here.
Is in G.
Yeah, okay.
You're welcome, everybody. Here it is. No capos. So this song's in G. There's a lot of parts because I'm very guilty of writing a lot of parts, so I'll walk us through it. But the verses are, it goes to the 4, to the 1, to the 5, to the 6, to the 4, to the 1, to the 5. And then the pre-chorus is, and there I would find your kindness, to the 4, to the 5, where I thought I should find, to 6, to the 1 over 3. And then the chorus jumps into, changes timing, goes to 3-4. So that's fun for all your drummers out there. But that will be, and all my praise can never be enough. So it's 4-5-1, 4-5-1, 4-5-1. And then the final part is Jesus Christ, for you are the King of... Back to the one. And then the last part is the bridge, and that is starts on the five. Let all the earth, to the six, to the four, to the one. And that's it. If you can remember all that, that's it. And you got it. You know how to play.
You know, I have to remember it because it'll all be on right the website right yep. there beside right. your video. So
look to the left. You're good to
look
go.
Look to the left. Well, man, thanks so much for sharing the yeah. song with us. And thank you all for helping out.
Oh, my praise can never be enough.